Your test. Today's learning is sponsored by the Shuckman family, Leah Nishmas, Leah Bas Aaron, Hakarin, the Neshama Shev, and Aliyah. So we got four lines down. We're talking about this Achsadra. The Achsadra had the little overhang where we wanted to use the lip of the overhang as a P-Tikr Yod Visosim, that concept that we saw ended up being a Machlokas Amaroim, a Bayin Rav, Shmuel, Rav and Shmuel. So Gemara now says four lines down. Tanan quotes from the Mishnah earlier in the in our Masech a couple days ago. V'chein Chatzra Mukefas Achsadra. So too, if you have a courtyard that has Achsadra going around it, so the din is that we said such a din, it depends how far away it is from the wall. In other words, if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Tanan V'chein Chatzra Mukefas Achsadra V'gag Achsadra Mafsik bein mechitas habatim la'avir shesicha chalav. So you have the walls of the houses, and then the overhang. So that overhang separates between where you're going to place the schach and the walls of the houses. Im yesh berochav hagag dal amos, and what Ricky pointed out yesterday, if the roof is 4 amos long wide, it's psula because you can't have dofen akuma longer than that. The sula mahani le mechitas habatim. So the Gemara says, why do you need that at all? Who cares? You're not looking for the walls of the houses. Don't you have the P-Tikr Yod V'Sosim of the overhang? That's going to be the new wall, not the walls of the houses. And the Gemara says, Targuma Rava Aliba De Abai. Rava explains to Abai, even though Abai normally holds P-Tikr Yod V'Sosim, here in this case he'll admit it won't work, it's not in effect, because Kishihishva es Kirov. In other words, normally when we allow the overhang of the Chasadra to work as a wall, it's only when the Schach is higher up than those overhangs, where you could see a distinction between the overhang, the wall comes down, and the schach. But when the schach is even flat with the overhang, there's no recognizable p'tik of yor v'sosim, you cannot apply the din. Just look how Rashi says this. Rashi says around 10 narrow lines down, kishehish v'es kirav, she'asa kirav namuch, you made the beams of the schach lower down where they're equal with the achsadra overhang, v'lo nasan roshe kanim al gabe tikkur. You didn't place it above the rooftops, the overhang. She had p'tikkur nearby. This way, the p'tikkur would be recognizable. In this case, it's not recognizable. Ela talin b'shava. You hung them lower. The sach was low. B'shava l'fi anasarim, according to the same length as the overhang, shein chuda nira b'sukkah. So the only time p'tikkur yor b'sosim works is if you could recognize them as being separate, distinct from the sach. But if they're the shava, the same exact level, then you cannot apply the din of p'tikkur yor b'sosim. So Gemara now says, Basura Masne Laha.
That's only according to Abaye, right?
Rabbi Zayin doesn't even work. Nothing even to talk about.
It wouldn't even work.
Exactly. So then the Gemara says, Basura Masne Laha Bashmaisa. Basura, they taught how we just presented this. However, Behai Lishna, but Pumpadisa, Masne differently. Pumpadisa, they taught it differently. They taught Sikha Chagave Achsadra, She'ein La Psimim, Divria Kol Psura. We're taking a whole other angle now. This understanding in a Pupadisa, if there were no tzimim, no columns, no poles, everybody agrees it's possible. There's no p'tikr yor v'sosim to even speak of. It's a question of tzimim or lo tzimim. If there are no tzimim, it's certainly not good. Yesh la tzimim, if there are tzimim, by Amar Ksheir, that's acceptable because yeah, love it. We use the poles there within 3 tefachim of each other. You now built these walls. That works according to Abaye. Rav Amar Psul, it's no good. Why? Abaye Amar Ksheir, Amrina love it. We apply love it. So there's another application of love it. Rav Amar Psula Lo Armina Lavad, we assume, he says that there is no Lavad, therefore it's possible. V'hilchasa Kalishna Kama, we assume like the first Lishna. But wait a second, how could Rav not accept Lavad? Lavad to Lach Moshe Sinai. Suddenly he says Lavad doesn't work here. So what Rashi explains here is that Lavad only works when you're trying to utilize a Mechitza for the direction which the Mechitza was made. In other words, the Psimim were made for the walls going between the Psimim and the walls. They're not made for the inside of the courtyard. That love it doesn't work. Look how Rashi says this. Around halfway down the Amud, Rashi says, Rava Amar Psula, the loved lo mechitza hi ela malachal mishpi sinai gemirle. It's a tradition we have. And v'chi gemirle, when we had such a mesora, it was only liyos mechitza l'chala hanase b'shvilo. The wall, the cavity that was made for aval l'mishte l'hachal hachalah, but to use both ends of it, to have it use a mechitza between the achsadra and the walls of the houses, and also to be a wall of the center of the make the sukkah, that doesn't work, and therefore he limited the application of lavad. But of course, lavad works. The question is, how far do you extend the application of lavad? So Gemara then says, Rav Ashi Ashkechei l'Rav Kana, the kamasachei chagavei achsadra, shein l'psimim. So Rav Ashi one time found Rav Kana actually made a sukkah on top of achsadra, and there were no psimim. And everybody agrees, if there are no psimim, according to Lishabasa, it certainly doesn't work. And if there aren't psimim according to Lishakama, it depends whether you have pitik or yovisosim. So he says, how can you make such a sukkah? There's no psimim. So Amr Le, Rav Kana says back to Rav Ashi, Lo savar mar, hodam rava yesh la psimim kshera, ain la psimim sula. So he says to Rav Kana, how can you accept this? Don't we have a klal that psimim don't work? If there's no psimim, it doesn't work here? So he says, Ach vile nira mi bifnim vishava b'chutz, inami nira mi b'chutz vishava b'fnim. So I'll say this is outside, and then we'll look at it inside a second. So firstly, the case here is where there are two full walls. You see the little picture in the Gemara there? There are two full walls of sukkah, and you're using a one tefach of the psimim. You're not using the psimim as a wall at all. You're using one of the pillars as that third tefach. That's number one. Number two is, when you're allowed to use it as a tefach, it's only when it's not shava, when it's not even. What it means not even is either when you're standing on the inside, you see something protruding, or from the outside something's protruding, but it's not flush the whole way. So imagine you have over there that corner, that closet there, the vice stood at the end there, everything looks straight. But I stand on the inside there, I see that closet coming out there, that's nira b'fnim or shava b'chutz, or nira b'chutz or shava b'fnim. From one of the directions, something looks different. So here, for that picture, you see the sukkah goes at L shape, but the chassad just sticks out a little bit. So that's a case of nir mifnim of shava b'chutz, where from the outside it looks even, but the inside it looks the same, or rather different. So the Gemara again says, one more time, let's look inside, it says, ach vilei, he shows him, nir mifnim, it looks shava from the, rather, it sticks out from the inside, but shava b'chutz, even though from the outside it looks flush, where inami, it's a case of nir mifnim, from the outside you see it stick out, but shava b'fnim, it's flush from the inside. Ditmar nir mibichutz v'shava b'fnim. Even as long as from one direction something sticks out, nidan mishum lechi. We could view this as a lechi, and lechi hainu p'simim. And the p'simim is being used as that lechi, as that third tefach that's needed. And therefore, this is not a case of ein p'simim. It's a case of two walls plus one tefach. Gemara now quotes something we saw earlier in the Masechta. I think already twice. The Gemara says, Tana pesel hayotze minasuka nidan kesuka. We had this statement earlier that the pesel, if the schach hangs over, that's part of the sukkah as well. Now we had an understanding, which the first approach of the Gemara here is where you have the full sukkah here, and then behind the sukkah, the schach kind of hung over, that outside behind the sukkah also works as part of the sukkah as well. So we're going to see three pshatim, what this line means. So the first approach, what I just told you, the other two have nothing to do with what I just said. So this first approach here, that pesel hayote miyasukkah nidom kesukkah, that the pesel, kosher schach, that extends itself from the sukkah is also like a sukkah. So my pesel yotze min sukkah. What's this case where the pesel is extending from the sukkah? So Amar Ula, kanim hayotzim la'chore sukkah. You have some of the beams that are hanging over behind the sukkah. That works as a sukkah as well. So how can that work as a sukkah? Imagine I got four walls, a full sukkah inside, and then some schachs hanging over. That's not a good sukkah. V'habbein and shalosh defanos. There are no three walls on the outside of the sukkah. That's only the inside of the sukkah. But the outside of the sukkah, yeah, great, there's schach hanging over, but you need three walls for it to be a good sukkah. Gemara says, no, bedika, there are three walls, even behind the sukkah. Because imagine the walls extend itself also behind the sukkah. So now, even though this is the sukkah, but here the walls come out, I have schach hanging over, so that's another sukkah on the behind the part of the actual sukkah. Gemara says, v'habba inan heksha sukkah, but don't you need the shiva sukkah of 7x7 tvachim? Bedika, there is, even behind the sukkah, there's a shiva sukkah, the 7x7 tvachim. Don't you need more shade than sunlight? Bidika, there's enough schach to produce more shade. So ihachi, that's the case. My memory was a chiddush. That's a good sukkah. So Gemara says, Mal, the same. What would you have thought? Maybe because the walls and the schach were made for the inside, the main sukkah, that's where it would be effective. But to have it work for the outside, the sukkah behind the sukkah, where that was not the intention, maybe that should not work as a good sukkah. Kamashvan, that works for a good sukkah as well.
It's interesting because we always say that the schach is what makes a difference, and the havamin is that the walls were made for something.
We saw earlier also the walls of the achsadra as well is very essential. So the challah is very key. The Gemara then says, Rava, Rav Yosef, Amri Tavaya, they both hold a different shot. They say, no, hacha, this case here is, Bekanim hayotim lefnim minasukka, umashcha v'ozla chadofin b'hadayu. So let me explain what's going on here. There's no behind the sukkah at all. You have a U-shaped sukkah, for example, like that, and one of the walls goes a little bit further than the other wall, so it's like that. So the klal is that as long as the schach hangs over, even though there's no wall over here, but there's a wall on this side, we view that all as part of the extension of the sukkah. So let's read that inside the Gemara again. Bekanim hayotzim lefnim, in the inside of the sukkah, not behind, but inside the sukkah, And one of the walls goes along with it, longer, extends longer with that tzchach. So Mao the same, what would you have thought? There's no kud sukkah because there's no matching wall on the other side of it. Maybe it shouldn't work. Kamashon, we view that whole thing as part of the sukkah. It's an extension of the entire sukkah. Yeah, that's Rashi. Rashi, that's what it is.
Right, that's
you just look at Rashi. Rashi writes halfway down the wide lines all the way in the bottom. Rashi says, "Mal the same. What would you have thought? Kevin de lo mamshich dofen sheni bahade. The second wall doesn't extend along with it. Muchach milsa de ba'afinaf shehu. It sounds like it's an independent area of the sukkah. V'hal lesbe shiva no tfachim behech shesukkah. There's no full shear of sukkah in that extension." Kamashron, like Chaim just said, Dimin Sukkah, that is part of the Sukkah. Vave Kishtaim Kil Chasan Vishlishis Afilu Tefak, exactly what you had said. Jelo Mamshche Ada Rias and Kishera, so that's the Chiddush, there's no real Chiddush here, just saying this is comparable to two walls and a Tefak. Why would a person thought otherwise? Not a strong Havamin, it seems. Then the Gemara says, yet a third shot here in the Gemara, Rabba Bar Barchana Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Lo Nitzcha Ela Lo Sukkah Sheruba Sherova, most of the sukkah has the area of the Tilsim Ruba Mechamasa, has shade more than sunlight, but there's one area of the sukkah with very, very little schach, where Miyuta, Chamasim Ruba Metzilsa, where there's more sunlight than shade. So Mao, the same, what would I have thought? Maybe that area where there's small amounts of a shade, Tifsal Bahach Porta, it should pass, that area should pass. Kamash Milan, Mayote, Yote Mehechsher Sukkah. That area does remain kosher. If you look at Rashi, Rashi Yote Mehechsher, She'enu Misucha Kilcha Sukkah. Even that area that's not Yote, does not have proper schach here, nonetheless becomes part and parcel of the rest of the Sukkah, and that actually is acceptable. So a completely different pshat here, third pshat in what it means, Pesel Hayote Mina Sukkah. So again, first pshat was behind the Sukkah, second pshat was within the Sukkah, an extension of the front of the Sukkah, and the third pshat is inside the actual Sukkah where there's small amounts of shade, even that becomes part of the Sukkah itself. And now we're going to present yet a fourth pshat here.
That area has to be Shiva Shiva or no?
No, not necessarily.
Not necessarily, even if you have like one Tefach and one Tefach.
The Havamina was that would not be good. Kamashon, that's part of the Sukkah nonetheless. Now we have a fourth pshat here in the Gemara. Rabbi Shaya Amar, now by the way, the Acharon points out here, the order that's presented of the different shitas are not in the order of where they come. Sometimes we have present them in chronological order, and historically who came earlier and who came later. This, they say, this comes in the order of the greatest chiddush. It adds up this chiddush and this chiddush and this chiddush. So this fourth pshat here seems to be the greatest chiddush, the Gemara thinks, that Rabbi Shaya Amar, Lo nitzecha el l'schach pasel, pachos mishlosha besukka katana. Here, we have an exact shiva sukkah, 7x7. And you have less than 3 tvachim of sukkah, that's schach, that's puzzle here. So the din is mayote, yose mitar sukkah. So even though this schach is puzzle schach, and it's yose mit sukkah from a kosher sukkah, it's not really a good sukkah, it can be mashim to the full sukkah. It does mashim, it is mashim to the 7 tvachim. So that's the chiddush of Gemara here. It's again yose, pesel yose mit sukkah, which means you have schach, that's possible from being a kutzukah, because it's a metal pole, let's say. It can add to the 7 tvachim of schach necessary. So Gemara, as long as it's less than 3 tvachim. So Gemara says, Maskiv la Rav Oshaya. Rav Oshaya says, Lo yeh ela avir, v'avir pachas mishlosh tvachim besukah ktana mipasal. What's a chiddush here? What's the difference? If I have 4 plus tvachim of good schach and 3 tvachim of airspace, that's lovin', that's a good sukkah. Who cares whether it's airspace? Who cares whether it's metal poles? The same exact din of lovin' should apply. What's the chiddush? And the Gemara says, I'll tell you the chiddush. The chiddush is here. Amar Leih Rabbi Abba, Zem Mitztarif V'Yishenim Tachzav. By the pasul sukkah, not only is it mashrim to a full size of a sukkah, but he also could sleep underneath such a schach pasul. As opposed to the avir, zemit tarif ve'ein yishem tachta, but you cannot sleep beneath the area, the airspace. Now the Taz explains why, because since the airspace is so clear, that's no sukkah, there's no schach, it's empty, as opposed to the metal poles, you may not see what material it's from, it's at least closed off, so that's why the metal poles are better than the airspace. So Gemara says, wait a second, this sounds so strange here. Umi'ika midi ditztarufe mitztarif ru'atmo eino kasher. Can you ever have such an idea where the material itself is puzzle, but yet it could be mitzdarif and add to the shear? How does that make sense? And the Gemara says, yes, I'll bring you a proof, a model we have in the area of mikvah, Hilchas mikvah. Amar Reb Yitzchak ben El Yashiv, ein, going on to my base now, ein tit hanirok yochiach, in rather, yes, tit hanirok yochiach. What's tit hanirok? So Rashi says it's very, very loose mud. It's almost like liquid. And you put it into the mikvah. So the din is, it's mitzarif l'arbam seh. If you have mostly water, and you need to be mashlim at 40 seh, you can add some mud. That's going to work to be mashlim the shear. However, if you have a mikvah that's all mud, if it's a tova bo, if it's all mud, also lo tefillah, it would not work as water. So we see it's puzzle. Even though it's puzzle, it could still be mashlim to the shear. Here as well, even though these metal poles normally are puzzle, but it could still be mashlim to the shear of the schach. Okay, new mission tells us now in Amud Beis here. Ha'oseh sukaso kimin srif. If you make a sukkah with it as a shape of a tzrif, a type of tent, a teepee of some sort, or you lean it on a flat wall, Rabbi Eliezer posel mipnei she'ein la gag. He says it's no good because there's no roof. There's no roof here. You need to have some type of, you need a wall and you need a roof. Here you don't have a wall or roof. You have both or you have neither one. Rechacham and machshim, chacham permit one to have such a sukkah. So Gemara says, if you just look at Rashi, Rashi says, Lufi she'ein lagag, according to Rabbi Eliezer, this does not work. She'ein nikir mahu agag mahu koso. Which part is the wall? Which part is the roof? The oil meshupa lav olhu, a slanted tent does not work as a tent. Elam ken yesh ba tefach zokuf. You need at least a tefach of wall, of a vertical wall, to then use the slanted schach as a schach. So Gemara says, Tana modi Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer agrees. Shim higubia minakarka tefach. O shifliga minakosel tefach shikshera. So what happens here is, if you, let's say, take the area and you raise it up off the ground or away from the wall. So the case here is that you have like a peg of some sort where you have the peg connected to the top of the roof and it's suspended over the ground, the tefach, or you put a peg holding up a tefach. So you have a wall. That wall is either an actual wall or a tevachai, or it's an airspace, a tevachai. Even that airspace of a tevachai will work as a wall, Rashi explains here. So you've now created a tefach of wall, and that would be good. Even Rabbi Lezer would agree. You have your wall, and then you could use a schach, the slanted schach, as your schach. So Gemara says, my tamayu, the Rabbanan. What's the reason why the Rabbanan allow you to use it even without that tefach? So Gemara explains, shipu alam kalam dami. He felt, they felt, that a slanted ceiling, a slanted roof, is considered an ohel and works as a schach. You don't need that zakuf of a tefach. So Gemara says, Abaye, Ashkechal Rav Yosef, the Kogani Bekilas Chasana B'sukkah. So Abaye one time saw that Rav Yosef was sleeping inside this Kiz Chasana, this bed with a tent, inside a sukkah. Which meant, if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Bekilas Chasanim, halfway down the narrow lines, he says, Lefi She'ein Lagad Tefach Shava, Lo Chashav Ola Hafsik. Since there is no tefach of wall, it's not an ohel, it's not a tent. And if it's not a tent, it's not mafsik between me, Rav Yosef, and the sukkah. So Gemara says, he says, Amr like, come on. He says to Rav Yosef, who do you hold like? Rabbi Eliezer, Shafkas, Rabbanan, Vavdas, Rabbi Eliezer. You hold like Rabbi Eliezer, you ignore the Rabbanan, and you follow like Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer is the one who says that a slanted ceiling, a slanted roof is not an ohel. So he says you could sleep in an ohel, because that's not really an ohel, and that would be good for the sukkah. But how can you ignore the Rabbi Eliezer, ignore Rabbanim? Rabbanim say that a slanted tent is a tent, and that should be mafsik between you and the sukkah. How do you ignore Rabbi Chachamim and pass like Rabbi Eliezer? So Rabbi Yosef responds back to Abai. He says, Amar lei, b'raisa ipchatana. The b'raisa says the opposite of our Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer machshir v'chachamim posim. So now I'm ignoring Rabbi Eliezer. I'm embracing the shita of Chachamim who holds that it is a puzzle tent. And if it's a puzzle tent, that means it doesn't block me and the eschach. So Gemara then says, so Abai responds back to Yosef, Shafkas masnisin vavdis kebraisa. How could you ignore the Mishnah and accept the Braisa? Granted, the Braisa might say the opposite, but that says the Braisa is better than the Mishnah. The Mishnah is always better than the Braisa. So Amr lelei, Rav Yosef says back, masnisin yechidahi. The Mishnah is only a das yachid. How do I know the Mishnah is das yachid? The Tanya, the Braisa, just adds in a couple key words here. Ha'oseh sukasa kimin srif. Osha samcha lakosel. Rabbi Nassan Omer. Rabbi Nassan's understanding is that Rabbi Eliezer posel mipnei shein lagag hachamim machshirim, implying that most people don't hold like Rabbi Nassan. They hold like the other Braisa told us, that hachamim posim Rabbi Eliezer machshirin, and that's how we assume that an ol meshupa is pasul. If it's pasul, that means you could sleep underneath it inside a sukkah. And that's how we actually pasul. Because you look back in the Mishnah, the Ein Mishpat quotes Rabbi Eliezer posel. We hold pas that it's pasul such an ol, even though that's not actually Rabbi Eliezer shita. That's really chachamim shita, but that's how we pasul.
Yeah,
exactly, yeah. So So now the new Mishnah tells us, Amar Beis here, Machatelas Kadim Gedola, if you have a large mat. Rashi points out these mats were not very comfortable. They were kosher, they're hard, they were stiff. They were not very comfortable to lie down on. So you have a mat. Machatelas Kadim Gedola, Asal Lishchiva Mikabel Tumah. If you made these big mats for the purpose of Lishchiva to sleep on, then the Mikabel Tumah, there's a clear, there's a certain purpose to it. If it's Mikabel Tumah, also, Ve'e Misachinba, you can't use this as Schach. However, if you made it lesichach, if you built and manufactured these mats for schach purposes, then misachachimba, you could use it as schach, v'ein makabas tumah, it's not makabas tumah because it's not a kli. Comes along now Rabbi Eliezer Omer. Achas k'tan v'achas gadola, whether they're big or whether they're small, because the Tanakhama only addressed the large ones, they didn't address the small ones. Rabbi Eliezer says, b'ein achas k'tan v'achas gadola, Asal the shchiva, he made them for shchiva, mekabels tuma vein mesachin ba. If they're made lesichach, mesachin ba vein mekabels tuma. So it depends what the intention was. So Tanakhama don't address the katana, but Rebbe Elazar addresses both the gadol and katana. Gemara is going to explain the machlokas. Now, before explaining the machlokas, the Gemara says, wait a second. Here, our Tanakhama said, if it was made lesichach, it's good. If it was made lesichiva, it's no good. So what about a stam case? It doesn't address what the stam case. If you didn't have any intention, they're just manufactured and people bought them however they wanted to. So what's going to be then? So Gemara said, Hagufa Kasha, there's a contradiction, internal contradiction. On one hand, the Reisha said, Asa lesichiva was made lesichiva for the purpose of lying down as a kli. It's mekabel tuma ve misachimba. Taimer da asa lesichiva, only because you made it with the intent of sleeping on. Ha-stama, if it was made just without intent, l'sichach, it would be l'sichach. So however, ha-dertani l'sichach, but the Sefer says, if you manufacture them for sichach purposes, b'sach and ba, you could use that schach, v'vena makabla stuma, it's not makabla stuma either, taimed da'asa l'sichach, only because you made it with the intent of using as schach. But if it wasn't made with any intent, it's going to be used as shchiva. So we have two opposite implications of what a stam case is. Is stam the shchiva or tam the sicha? Stam the sicha. So Gemara says, "Holokasha." There is no contradiction. Kan begedola, kan begtana. If you look at Rashi to explain the difference, Rashi three narrow lines up. Kan begedola, kan begtana. The seifa lo damri l'reisha. They're not comparable. The seifa hachikamar vim katana hi vasa l'sichach. If it's small and you made it for sichach purposes, so then it's going to be good. However, hastama, if you didn't make it for the intention, it was for shchiva purposes. As opposed to the gedola stam case is for sichach purposes. That's the difference between gedola and katana. That's why the different implications according to the ratio. Let's talk about it afterwards right now. So then the Gemara says, this all makes sense according to Tanakhama. Great. Bish, with the Rabbanan, such a distinction makes sense. Gedola versus Katana, because the Tanakhama only addresses Gedola. They don't address Katana. However, reading the parentheses, Bishmal Rabbanan Lokasha El Rabbi Eliezer Kasha Him, there's a problem because he does not distinguish between Gedol and Katana. The Tanan Rabbi Eliezer Omer Achas Katana Veachas Gedola Asal Shchiva Mikabel Tuma Ve Misachim Ba Taima Dasal Shchiva Hostama Lesichach. But the Seifa of Rabbi Eliezer Eima Seifa Asal Shchiva Misachim Ba Ve Mikabel Tuma. But timer does all the sichach, hosam the shchiva. So he has the opposite implications, and you can't distinguish between gedol and katana because he groups them together. So Gemara says, Ella Amar Rava says, really, this is as follows. He says, Begedola chuliamalo pligi the sum of the shichach. No one has a massive mat to lie down on. I don't need a massive mat. I need a few feet for me to lie down on. So it's a massive mat. Everybody agrees that's a good schach, and it's stam of the shichach. Ki pligi, what is their machlokas between Tanakhama and Rabbi Eliezer? Biktana, with a small one. Tanakhama savar, stam katana l'shchiva. He felt that stam one is v'shchiva, against, different than gedola. And Rabbi Eliezer savar, stam katana nami l'sichach. Also, the stam case of katana and a small mat was made for the sichach purposes. V'hachi kamar, going on to daf, chafam and alf now. And this is what it means to say, hachi kamar, machatzelas hakonim gedola. Asal the shchiva, if it was made, a large one was made with the intent of lying down, then it's mekabel tuma ve misachim ba. But time it asal the shchiva only because it's made the shchiva. Hastama nasa kimisha asal the sichach in misachim ba. Then a stam case would be for sichach purposes. That's all for gedola. This is all chachamim's understanding of the gedola. And the implication from Tanakhama is, we'll read the parentheses. But a katana, on the other hand, only if asal the sichach would be misachim ba. Time it asal the sichach. That's all the Shitas Chachamim. and comes along also, the Gemara just simply just speaks this out, even though it was understood what we said earlier, the Gemara just speaks this all out. The also Rabbi Eliezer Lemeimar, Achas Katana V'Achas Gedola, Stomach Sheira L'Sicha. So before we recap just Ricky's question, Lemaisa, what do we do with Bizman Hazeh? The Shabura says, most cases of mats are made Bizman Hazeh for the purpose of lying down, and therefore they're pasul, the Merkabal Tumah and pasul. However, the post can say that's not true anymore. Most mats now that people don't lie down on mats, and therefore the stam case of mats would be acceptable. There's a Rajba, the Oz Nidibru quotes from the Rajba that says there's another reason why you should disqualify mats, and that's because of a Gezeris Tikra. Looks like a roof, looks like a ceiling, should pasul separately from the Shriva issues, but because it looks like a ceiling. So they point out that this is only true if the reeds are made together so close whereby rain can't drip through, then it's Gezeris Tikra. But if a mat is made whereby if it rains, the rain can come through, then that's not even Gezeris Tikra. It's not an issue of Shriva, it's not an issue of Gezeris Tikra. That's why you have to make sure the mats you have, that the rain actually can come through, because if it can come through, you have to deal with this Shita of the Rajba. So let's quickly recap. We finish off talking about the concept of the Pitik or Yod Vesosem, when you apply it, when you don't apply it. We had this interesting idea of Lavud might only work for the walls for which the direction the walls are made for, but not the opposite, the other end of the walls. That was Machlokas Rava and Abaye about that. We then discussed this concept that the Psimon could be used as a Lechi if it's near Mifnim or Shavim Mechutz or vice versa. And then we had fourth Mshatim of the Brice that says, Pesel Hayotim in a Sukkah, Nidam Kasukkah. Is that referring to behind the Sukkah? As long as there are three walls and a Kasha Sukkah, that's also good enough? Or is it talking about where in the front of the sukkah, an extension of the front, where only one wall goes, the other wall doesn't go, that's also considered a sukkah? Or perhaps an area of the sukkah that had more sunlight than shade, even though that's pasul by itself, we view it as part of the entire sukkah and acceptable? Or it's referring to, even though you're actually using pasul schach as you're closing the gap of the 3 inches, even though it's pasul, it can be mashim to the shear. We brought another raya from this, just like we have by mikvos, that mud, although mud is pasul for a mikvah, if the whole mikvah made of mud, it's pasul, but he mashed them to the shear to add 40 saw, that is mashim here as well, even though the metal poles independently are pasul schach, they can be used to add to the shear. Then we had this case of the teepee, or the tent, against the house, machlokas Rabbi Eliezer, chachamim, whether it works. Those who say pasul need to have at least a tefach of airspace or wall to allow it to use it. If there's no airspace, there's no wall, then we view this as not a wall or not a sukkah. And we flipped around who says which way. We end up concluding that chachamim hold it's pasul, and that's why Rav Yosef was able to sleep underneath his tent, because it's not really a tent for halachic reasons within the sukkah. Then finally spoke about the machatelos, the reeds, mats, the big ones versus the small ones, the shchiva versus the asichach and stama, and we tried to figure out what was going on there. That in the end of the day, Tanakhama held that the kedola, stama case of kedola, is made for sichach, but katana, stam cases for shchiva, and Rav Lozar felt achas gedola v'achas katana, stam case is going to be for sichach. Okay, everybody have a wonderful day.